Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, your calls are welcome, 803-0550. We are mostly on to Kansas City, but we got to get Bulldog. Well, we don't have to do this at all. Away from the trade deadline, maybe your mind is more on that than the Chiefs. Let us know, Sabres pregame at 6. Patrick Mahomes is the favorite to win the MVP. He's won two. Plus 140 is the number I saw this morning on BetSweats. Allen is second at plus 350. Big game and win from Allen, that might flip.
Sure, yeah. In this head-to-head matchup, in this spot, yeah. I think it's interesting that his passing numbers, his numbers overall, really. I mean, it's not like he's running for 80 yards a game or anything. I mean, he's got, what, now 5 touchdowns on the season. Even that, no, that's not modest, really. It's through, you know, 8 games here or 7 games, so it's pretty good. But he's not having a great statistical year at all. He had the one incredible opening night performance against Baltimore. The rest has been pretty modest, and that he's still second says a lot, I think. It's just, you know, people expecting what you just said. Like, he's going to plant a flag somewhere, and then everybody's going to run to it. So we want to make sure we don't ever make it too long, the odds on him. Because, yeah, I mean, he runs over some linebacker or some safety on his way to a game-clinching touchdown, you know, and throws for 280 and a couple scores. They'll be right there again. He already is right there. He hasn't gone anywhere. But a lot of people will get on it, I think. So when you're that level of player and you've won it already, yeah, you're like one or two good showings away from being right back on top, I think.
A head-to-head win here would be the big one, you know?
Right.
I always say about MVP, you've got to win 12 games or 13 games. And the Bills did that last year, and Allen won. I feel like that's what you have to do. You have to be a quarterback of a top seed. If not the one seed, one of the top seeds. And Allen's win last year qualifies for that. There is not, this was kind of true last year too. There is not, other than Mahomes maybe, anybody that like you would have to have in the conversation, I think, of the quarterbacks. Like Allen, I think you said it all. His stats are okay. The Bills have lost a couple. They're in second place. Like he has to be considered live for the award. He's just won it. But it's not like you're not blown away by
no,
what
nothing,
it looks like.
There's nothing undeniable about his candidacy at this point.
Not at all. So how many guys are there, though, where you would maybe think about it? It's still early, I recognize.
Mm-hmm.
The third choice by the odds is Drake May. And there's a guy that is new to the conversation, and he's getting, you know, tons of credit naturally for the season they're having. So you've got May, you had Baker Mayfield, but he stumbled against the Lions in prime time and then wasn't much last week, even though they won
right.
easily. And then there's Jonathan Taylor.
Right.
And they had good conversation this morning on Bet Sweats about this, like whether Taylor is, you know, could he possibly win the award? And Sam asked Joe at one point, I think it's 14-1 was Taylor's price that they saw. Sam Paniadovich asked Joe Ostrowski, would you bet it? And Joe, he thought about it and he said, no. Then they had a guest on, Will Brinson, who said, it's ridiculous to think Taylor will win. Ridiculous. It's a quarterback award.
Yeah.
Look at his numbers, though.
Yeah. I think I want to play the game a little bit. And by the game, I mean, like, think about the voters, right? Because we did this last year, and I think we were right on it with Lamar and Allen. That Allen won over Lamar last year, even though the stats were really relatively flipped from the year before, where Allen had a lot of better numbers than Lamar Jackson, but Jackson got it. They had the one seed, et cetera. So now he's won it twice. It would be really hard for him to win it again, right? And he had a better year statistically than he had the second time he won, and still Allen got it over him. And that's the voters. That's not wanting to give – this was a point you made right away. A third MVP is like legacy stuff, and let's slow down. He hasn't had playoff success really, and so you don't want to crown him to that level yet. So that opened the door for Allen.
That's the only explanation for why he didn't win.
Yeah, I think so. And we were right on it from, like, when the first time we talked about it in September through the year. Like, that was our logic, and it was correct. So that doesn't mean that what I'm about to say is going to end up being correct. But I would give Jonathan Taylor more of a look at it than I was willing to give Saquon Barkley last year. Like, last year, anytime you would have brought it up, he's on his way to a 2,000-yard season, it's record-setting stuff, you know, whatever, however you wanted to frame it, be like, no way. This is not, a running back's not going to get it. If we're into another season where a different running back is going to be having the same arguments made about him, I feel like more of the voters will be susceptible to it. Like, more voters will be open-minded to the idea. Now, other things have to happen. Mahomes has got to calm down. Like, Allen has to keep being sort of, you know, pretty meh statistically, right? You can have a quarterback that has an undeniably great season on a team that wins 12 or 13 games. They're going to win the award. But if Mahomes and Allen both win 11 and their stats aren't incredible, and Taylor just keeps going like this, he's got 4-3 touchdown games already this season, which is insane. I think it's
that's
more
correct.
I wouldn't rule it out the way, like you just said, Will Brinson did, because of last year. Like, I would want to take last year into account, and I still don't think it's that likely, but it's more likely this year to me than it would have been last year.
That's interesting. The touchdowns would be, if I knew that, that's probably where I would start. I mean, the Eagles have been good or great for years before Barkley. So that worked against Barkley too,
mm-hmm.
that he wasn't going to get credit for, like, all of what Philadelphia was doing. Whereas Taylor, it's even better for Taylor in the argument space that Daniel Jones, we kind of all thought was lousy. So
right.
It couldn't be him, right? It couldn't be Daniel Jones. Barkley last year had 15 touchdowns and 2,200 scrimmage yards or something like that. I mean, record stuff. And Taylor's at 14 already. Like, he's at 14 touchdowns through 8 games, 10 in the last 4. It's crazy. Like, he could get to that pace is like a 30 touchdown. That's Tomlinson, peak Tomlinson.
Yeah.
He could have a 30 touchdown season. And if they go to 14-3 or something,
and he has 25 touchdowns or something, and the quarterbacks are sort of, you know, they're taking turns picking one another off, right? Mahomes has been really hot lately. If the Bills cool him off and Allen cools him off, then, you know, They just can sort of eat one another, the quarterbacks. And I just think the voters are people. And while I do think, like, last year another thing, I don't know, I think this would have come up. We talked about it often enough. I think there is a certain amount of, within enough people who vote, to sort of, well, it's better for all of us if more guys win the MVP, right? There's more interesting guys in the league. That's more content. Like, I just think subconsciously even that can work on the people who vote. The thing with Barkley last year happened. Maybe people felt like he was the best player. They heard about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From their friends, maybe they've got a text thread with their old friends from Grand Island like you do.
Oh,
and
maybe.
They're just bombarding. How could you not vote for Barkley? Look at the season. Whatever. I just think last year existing and Barkley having the year he had could help Taylor.
Yep.
So... It's still, but I want to be clear. I don't think it's that likely, but it is to me, it's more likely than it was last year because last year exists.
Jonathan Taylor, 14 touchdowns through 8 games. The Titans have 8 touchdowns.
Man.
On offense, at least. Here's Patrick with us. Hello.
Hey guys. I've been thinking about this game from a betting perspective, and granted, Vegas already has all the information I'm about to share with you, but I just like talking to you, so I wanted to call.
Thank you.
So I was thinking, you know, obviously the Chiefs are coming on a short week, and it's on the road, and they just kind of lost their starting running back. And I'm also just sort of interested in the idea of, especially around this time of season, like betting on teams, I guess teams that haven't had their bye yet versus teams that have had their bye. I'm sure there's probably been efforts to quantify sort of that edge, but there's something comforting about knowing that, you know, it's almost November. Our guys have had a week to rest, and the Chiefs are, again, coming off a short week on the road. They're probably at this point in the season, like Todd Bowles said, getting pretty run down. And then the last thing is just like it got talked about initially, but I haven't heard much about it lately. But now they're just sort of indefinitely missing their first round pick starting left tackle. And that doesn't sort of bode well. So you're going to kind of come in to Buffalo with a depleted line and Kareem Hunt, and just like you're the favorite. So I was thinking about this because I was remembering a call Sal had after the Super Bowl earlier this year with a beat reporter from Kansas City. And they were sort of saying like, yeah, you know, they still have Mahomes and Reed, but this might be a little bit of a mini rebuild. I think they were exposed. They had a little bit of close game luck last year.
Oh, yeah.
And then here we are, you know, 6 or 8 months later, and they smashed the Raiders and the Commanders, and it's like the Chiefs are back to being the best team in the league. It just felt like we were a little bit too ready to sort of receive that information, mm-hmm. maybe a little confirmation by. So I don't know. I think the Bills are kind of an interesting contrarian bet this week. So
all right.
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks, Patrick. I mean, you make a good case. Guess we'll see. There was an optimistic report on the lineman, Josh Simmons, over the weekend, that was it Andy Reid even saying it, that we thought they thought he'd be back in a few weeks or something like that. There was something positive said about
that. I didn't see anything over the weekend. Before we left here for the weekend, I know I saw Reid say, you know, he's doing all the right things. He's where he needs to be and that kind of thing. Like, there's definitely support there, but I don't know about a timeline.
Okay.
They did dismantle Detroit 30-17 before they beat the Raiders in Washington. And, like, that's really it.
All at home.
You know, sure. They had Baltimore, but Baltimore's not really Baltimore. But the Detroit win was the start of this for them. That was after they lost to Jacksonville. And is that not when they got Worthy back, or was Worthy back even before that? Anyway, whatever. The Detroit win sort of stands out amongst the Vegas and Washington to me.
For sure. Thanks, Patrick. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. The Sabres play at 6:45. We'll have pregame at 6, and we'll spend the entire pregame show reading tonight's NHL schedule. Because we're going to need the entire time to do that. There are 16 games in the league tonight. But we probably should start now. I'll warm up. All right. Thank you. Paul Hamilton at 6 here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.